The Dragons class is proud to present Thor's mighty hammer.
Thor woke up one day, and even before he opened his eyes, he knew something was wrong. He groped around for his hammer, which he always kept within reach. He kept searching and searching, using his hands as eyes, but Mjolnir, the treasured hammer of the gods and protector of the gods, simply wasn't there. The hammer was important, because if you threw it at something, it would never miss its target, and whatever it was thrown at would be instantly destroyed. Even better, once it had been thrown, the hammer would always return to its owner's hand. It was so magical that it could grow to a mighty size, but it could also shrink until it was small enough to be hidden in your shirt. Thor loved his hammer more than anything else, even though its handle was rather short. Leaping to his feet, Thor hunted urgently amongst his furs, but it had gone. Thor did the two things that he always did when something bad happened. He thought whether it could be Loki's fault, but on this occasion he didn't think so. Even Loki wouldn't dare do that. Thor stormed over to Loki's room to see whether he could throw any light on the matter. There, he knocked on the door three times with a giant fist. Then, smashing his way through the door, he cried,
"The hammer of the gods has been stolen!"
"That's not good news,"
Loki replied.
"What shall I do?"
Thor asks.
"You are cunning, Loki. Help me!"
"Don't do anything. Wait here and I'll find out everything you need to know,"
said Loki. And with that, he went to Freya's palace.
When Loki arrived at Freya's palace, the lovely goddess was combing her long, shiny hair. She was the most beautiful of gods, and she had hair that glittered like a golden sunset. For a long moment, Loki was mesmerized. Then he remembered why he had come and asked,
"Can I borrow your cloak of eagle feathers?"
"Absolutely not,"
said Freya crossly.
"But Thor's hammer has been stolen," Loki whined.
"Well, that's serious. You can take it, but remember, if you get it dirty, you'll be for it."
And with that, she drew her finger threateningly across her throat.
"All right,"
said Loki, spreading his arms beneath the magic cloak and soaring into the sky.
Loki flew across the world like a great golden eagle, with the shining feathers of the streaming out behind him as he flew over a snowy abyss. Icy air filled his lungs as he breathed in and out. Below him, he saw a dark sea with the mast of tiny frozen ships splitting for ice like jagged splinters. In the distance, towered a gloomy castle, the colour of midnight. Suddenly, Oki spotted the biggest, ugliest ogre you have ever seen, sitting on top of a large burial mound. Diving down, Loki landed next to the ice giant. Ogre frowned and turned to gaze at Loki with a cold stare. The ice giant's name was Frim, and he was the king of all of the ogres. He thudded over to Loki, the ice cracking beneath his heavy feet. Loki gazed up at the giant's vast, battered buttress of a face.
"What are you doing here?"
growled Frim menacingly.
"I was wondering whether you've seen Thor's mighty hammer," said Loki. "It's missing."
The ice giant began to snigger, a twisted grin splitting his frozen face.
"As it so happened, I have,"
he chortled.
"If you give it to me, I can take it back to Thor," said Loki. "He's very angry."
"Well, I could do that," said Frim. "But I want something in return. Is fair as pretty as they say?"
asked the ogre, his icy eyes glinting wickedly in the wintry sun.
"Yes, she's the most beautiful of all the gods. But why do you want to know?"
asked Loki.
"Oh, no reason except I've got Thor's hammer, and I'll only give it back if Freyr marries me,"
said Frim with a wicked grin. Spreading the magic cloak like wings, Loki flew over the frosty mountains, wind straining past his ears. Before long, he arrived at Asgard. Bursting into the palace, Loki cried,
"The king of the ice giants has stolen Thor's hammer! And he's only going to give it back if he can marry Freya."
Freya leapt up from the table and plates shattered on the floor.
"I'm not marrying an ugly old giant,"
she exclaimed, her eyes narrowed.
As the servants scrambled to gather up the broken plate, Loki was already beginning to plan how to get Thor's hammer back. Suddenly, Heimdall announced,
"I have an idea."
"Well, it better be a good one, because no way on earth I'm marrying a giant to get Thor's hammer back."
"It is a good one,"
said Heimdall, glowing with pride at his own cleverness.
"Instead of Freya marrying Thrym, Thor can. Then, when the right moment comes, he can just grab his hammer back."
"What are you talking about?"
said Thor.
"How can I possibly marry Thrym? I don't look anything like Freya."
"Oh, I don't know,"
Loki grinned.
"In the right light, with a pretty dress."
Thor bellowed as he strode towards Loki. But before he could seize him, Odin interrupted.
"Steady, Thor. It's not a bad plan at all. The ice ogres aren't very bright, and if we sort out a suitable disguise, you might be able to carry it off. You want your hammer back, don't you?"
Without his hammer, Thor felt he was missing an arm. Reluctantly, he agreed to the plan.
"So, you want me to come dressed as a girl?"
he said slowly. The other gods nodded.
"But people will think I wear girls' clothes,"
he said. Loki sniggered.
"Aren't I a bit big?"
Thor asked.
"Not compared to the ice ogres,"
said Loki.
"Their women are the size of icebergs."
Thor thought about his hammer and how wrong he felt without it. Finally, he gritted his teeth and nodded in agreement. The female gods giggled and gathered around him. They swept him away to the other end of the hall, where he soon disappeared underneath a wave of colourful silk and a cloud of perfume powder.
Ooh, maybe we should use the purple.
No, no, the peach will look better.
I'll just check my copper.
Oh, this curls his
hair. When they were finished, the goddesses stepped aside and Thor was revealed, wearing a dress the colour of peach blossom, with his hair plaited into braids, which were pinned at the side of his head with jeweled clasps.
Oh, he's so pretty!
Oh, yes!
Don't you think Thor's beard kind of gives the game away?
Asked Freya ironically.
That's not a problem,
said Loki. And seizing a veil, he covered the lower part of Thor's face.
I think you look lovely,
he said.
And besides, you'll have me to help you.
And with that, Loki shifted into the shape of a serving woman, and the two gods left the hall side by side.
Loki travelled to the land of the ogres in Freya's golden chariot, which was pulled by flying goats. Thor had scarcely had time to adjust his skirts when the darkly glistening turrets of the Ice Palace appeared beneath them. The chariots dropped from the sky and landed lightly in front of the gates, which towered above them. A portcullis, crafted from icicles that were as sharp as knives, opened with a deafening clanging and banging, scraping and creaking. Thor and Loki entered the palace arm in arm. As soon as they crossed the threshold to the great hall, Thrym rushed to greet them.
Welcome, Freya!
He boomed, peering down at Thor.
What pretty eyes you have!
Loki could feel Thor's biceps flexing menacingly against him.
The beautiful Freya is delighted to be here.
He giggled, Loki, keeping his voice high and girlish.
And eager to get to know her new husband. But she is overcome with shyness, like any young bride.
Thrym grunted and a frown darkened his face like ice cracking. He tried to take the hand of his bride-to-be, but Loki stepped in front of him swiftly.
Which way to the wedding feast? In Asgard, it's our custom to feast before the wedding vows are exchanged.
Of course,
said Thrym.
Time for cuddles later. Everything is ready at the other end of the hall. Come and sit down.
He led the way to a mighty table, which creaked and groaned beneath a pile of food, which was larger than anything the two gods had ever seen. There were mountains the size of potatoes, fountains of gravy, salmon bigger than sharks, and plates of chicken the size of ostriches. Within a second of sitting down, Thor began eating heartily.
Hey, what's this?
He called to Thrym, gobbling down whole salmon in a single bite and pulling the fish skeleton from under his veil with the sweep of his hand.
Well done,
Thrym bellowed Thrym, applauding loudly.
Lovely big grub. Pass us the chicken.
Give it back to me.
The ogre seized a pile of chickens and leant back in his seat, tipping them into his mouth and swallowing them in one mighty gulp.
Thor banged the table in appreciation. And then turned his attention to a large platter of potatoes, which he polished off in a single mouthful. Again, the king of the ogres roared with delight.
What a woman!
Thor let out a snort of laughter, which Loki tried to conceal beneath an outburst of girlish giggles. Around them, the ogres polished off the carcasses that were left, chewing on the bones and grinding their teeth with enjoyment.
I knew you were beautiful, but I didn't know you had such an impressive appetite.
For a moment, Thor turned red, but then he let out a mighty burp. Thrym roared with delight.
I must have you,
he cried.
I have never seen such a woman.
That's true,
muttered Loki.
Come here, my beauty,
cried the ice giant, reaching to pull Thor into his lap.
Come and give me a kissy.
Faster than anyone could blink, Loki squeezed himself between the bride and groom.
First bring in Mjolnir, hammer of the gods,
he shouted.
That was the deal, and the marriage can't be completed without it.
Thrym, who was eager to have his bride to himself, called for the hammer. Four ogres entered the hall, carrying the mighty weapon between them. As soon as he saw his hammer, Thor seized its handle, flinging off his veil as he did so.
The beautiful Freyr has a beard,
cried Thrym in bewilderment. He was not very bright. But before he could utter another word, Thor brought the hammer down on his skull with a loud crack. There was the sound of ice splintering. And then the other ogres began to shout, feeling the warm handle of his hammer in his hand. Thor let out a booming laugh and swung it around him, bringing it down on the ogres' heads one by one. Until at last there was silence. When it was all over and just the two gods were left standing, they started to laugh. Thor tucked his hammer back into his shirt, and grinning broadly, they headed back to Asgard to tell the tale of Thor's unusual wedding.